Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather is cool across Israel. Jerusalem sees clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect a quiet night with a touch of chill. Pleasant conditions for a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 5 hours ago, Katz states Israel is waiting for U.S. green light to strike Iran. The IDF has uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store. Also, Times of Israel reports from 2 hours ago a Palestinian teen has been shot dead. An Israeli child is likely hurt in rock-throwing incidents as tensions rise in the West Bank. Also, this hour, Mariv notes, a Hezbollah tunnel was discovered inside a clothing store in southern Lebanon. Reports of an Israeli drone strike accompany this find. Separately, Walla informs us 2 hours ago that the IDF's Home Front Command guidelines have been extended until Tuesday. And finally, I-24 News reports from 6 hours ago, DM Katz says Israel is prepared to renew war against Iran with targets already marked. Here's what people are saying online. From I-24 News underscore EN, 4 hours ago, Ruth Wasserman Lande and Dan Perry discussed Iran's strategy. They believe Iran thinks moderate damage will unsettle Europeans, Asians, and Americans. Journalist J. Diamond One posted 4 hours ago that journalists might have been intentionally targeted by the Israeli military in Lebanon, according to the Lebanese government. OSINT 613, an open source intelligence analyst, shared 4 hours ago footage of Reza Pahlavi being hit with orange paint by a regime supporter outside his Berlin press conference. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel. Ynet reports that the IDF uncovered it beneath a clothing store near Metula. This comes amid Lebanon's claims of a drone strike beyond the yellow line. This development raises concerns over Hezbollah's activities near the border, potentially escalating regional tensions. Turning to the West Bank, the Times of Israel details that a Palestinian teen was shot, an Israeli child was hurt during rock-throwing incidents. The IDF thwarted a car-ramming attack. As tensions rise, French officials warn the EU might impose sanctions over violent settler attacks. This situation complicates ongoing peace efforts. Meanwhile, Lebanon ignites with the discovery of a Hezbollah command post. Maariv highlights that this was found in a clothing store. An Israeli drone strike followed. This shows a continued military focus on Hezbollah's infrastructure, impacting security dynamics with Lebanon. On the home front, Walla reports the IDF has extended defense guidelines. This follows recent assessments after a ceasefire. Civilians should remain vigilant as security measures continue. And on the diplomatic front, DM Katz's comments on Iran signal readiness for conflict. I-24 News notes Israel's targets are marked. This stance affects diplomatic relations with global powers involved in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports a significant labor court ruling. A large employer had most components of an employee's claim rejected. This lengthy decision might influence future labor disputes. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new printer from an Israeli brand. It's part of a skincare series based on salmon seed. Innovation continues to drive diverse industry growth. And finally, why Net Business discusses a global revival of nuclear energy. 40 years post-Chernobyl, nuclear power gains backing for low-carbon, secure energy. Israel, like others, seeks energy independence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.